can't think of a better way to start Friday's show than with a...
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my phone, gotta have some...
Be quiet, the girl's singing.
And everything, the time is going. Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Now, what about the Chinese version? I could let the whole thing play if you want me to.
It's quite relaxing.
See, at least that guy has a pleasant voice, unlike the screeching sounds of Rebecca Black.
Aww.
Well, welcome to the weekend. No, don't pity her. She's doing okay. Well, we have a lot to do today. Do we have any guests today, Danielle?
No, but Mr. Moviephone is back from his 9,000-week vacation.
Oh, absolutely he is. All right, Mr. Moviephone is on with us today. Yeah. We do have a Bacardi party in place today.
Yeah.
Oh, Carolina, you maybe a nice Bacardi cocktail will wake your voice up.
That could be the best endorsement for them. I'm going to try one. Let's see how it sounds.
If it unleashes the beast, then they have quite the elixir on their hands. Well, let's get going. Let's go around the room and see what's on your mind before we get shooting out this out of the whatever we shoot out of.
Gate.
Cannon. What do you have there, TJ?
I have a wedding tomorrow to go to, and it's an afternoon reception, which means it's not even going to go into the night. So I'm like, well, we're not going to really get all that drunk. But then I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is a wedding that I'm actually going to remember. How often does that happen?
Now you won't. You'll drink and you'll be in bed by 7 p.m.
Well, it's just pretty wild. I've never been to a 12 o'clock start wedding, so I'm looking forward to that.
How cool is that?
And I'll be able to report back.
Is it a daytime garden wedding?
No, it's just a regular wedding.
I love going to garden weddings.
Oh,
during the daytime. It's really the only time it's okay for a guy to wear a white tie. Moving right along.
Okay.
What do you have going on today, Danielle?
Well, if I'm eating with you and you want to taste what's on my plate or you want to eat my leftovers, you probably should wait till we're almost finished with the meal or at least in the middle of the meal, because in the beginning of the meal, I'm still eating. So if you say, are you going to eat that? Yes, I am going to eat that.
So I guess
that.
You have a story behind that? What
yes,
happened?
Yes, one of my friends, I wasn't even in the middle of the meal and she's like, are you going to eat that? But we just started eating.
Yeah.
I haven't even tried it yet.
Yes,
you
I'm going
wait?
To eat that.
So, yeah, I'm hoping she's still sleeping and not listening to what I just said.
You know, that's why I love having forks at the table. Two of them. One, they say one's for salad and one's for entree. No, one's for my entree and one's to fork your hand when it comes over to my entree.
Exactly. Seriously.
Carolina, can you tell us what's on your mind today?
Yes. I'm going on a shoe date with my friend next week because she cheated on me. She went to a Manolo Blahnik sample sale and got three pairs of shoes.
For how much?
For $300.
What?
A piece?
For three pairs.
No, she
total.
Did not.
$100 for a pair of Manolos?
Yes, exactly. And so I told her, you cheated on me. We are arranging a shoe date next week. I feel like she cheated on me. And so we're going to make up for it. And we're looking for other shoe sales that we can go to.
I can't believe that she got three pair of Manolos for $300.
Three pairs of amazing Manolos. And she wears a size 7, which is even crazier because size 7s and 8s are really hard to find.
That's crazy.
Is that a large or a small foot?
No, that's a average foot. 7 and 8 are pretty.
But when you go to sales, they're usually the first to be gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hello, Scary. What's on your mind today?
You know, I'm not very superstitious, but on Friday the 13th, like today, I am superstitious, so don't open an umbrella inside, and if a black cat crosses my path, I'm going home and I'm going to bed.
All right. Well, those are things you should be observing year-round, though.
Yeah. No, only on Friday the 13th.
All right. Well, maybe that explains why you have bad luck the entire year. Froggy, what's on your mind today?
Yesterday, I made a young woman very, very angry. I went to the drive-thru, and when she handed me my stuff, I said, is this everything? And she said, yes. Well, I proceeded to go through the bag and look. And when it, sure enough, that was everything. I looked back in the window to say thank you. And she goes, oh, you didn't trust my judgment?
Oh, God. Oh,
okay. Oh.
And I said, well, I've been here many times, and you didn't give me the correct order. So I was just checking it so I didn't have to come back a second time. Thank you.
You know what?
Wow.
They should say, you know what? Screw you. You should trust me. I don't blame her. You should trust your local drive-thru hostess.
Whatever.
All right. Well, good morning. We have to say hello to our first caller of the day. Scary drum roll, please. Is this Chantel?
Chantel, yep.
Thank you for listening to us. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What's your thought, Scary?
Well, this just further proves my theory that men and women cannot be friends.
Yes, they can. Just maybe not this man and woman.
Yeah, maybe just them.
Scary thinks it's his rule, and it's everyone's rule, that guys and women can't be friends.
Mm. Well, women can be friends with guys, but guys can't be friends with women.
Oh, whatever.
What do you think, Frog?
Well, I do think that's a good general rule, but in some cases, there are rare instances where the guy doesn't constantly have put it in on his mind.
Yeah.
But in most cases, there's always in the back of your mind that if it became an opportunity, the guy would hop right on and take it for a ride.
Unless she's ugly.
I tell you what, we've got to get into the horoscopes. I think we should continue this later. Yep. We're going to do the horoscopes here. I'm going to hand the horoscopes over to TJ.
This is my first time reading the horoscopes.
Carolina, you look mad at me.
Is this the beginning of the end?
No. No, it's just I want you to conserve your voice.
Does Carla Marie want to come do the reality check?
No.
I was going to call in sick today, too, but I decided to come in and be a trooper.
No, I'm glad you're here, but I don't want to strain your voice. I want your voice to be there for the fun quips and witty banter.
I would just like our audience to know they can reach me at carolinabermudez.com from now on.
Oh, no.
You know what's so funny?
Okay, here, give her the horoscope.
I'm going to screw these up on purpose I look like an idiot.
Hold on. I'm going to give the horoscopes back to Carolina, but I'm telling you, it's now time for, ladies and gentlemen, the world's most painful horoscope.
Oh.